No way of knowing when stolen artwork will be retrieved, and there's no way to predict exactly when an earthquake will happen. But if you look at history, it seems the Holy Land is about due for a big one. And that has Israeli officials worried. Would ancient treasures and holy sites suffer the same biblical fate as the walls of Jericho and come tumbling down? Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
The highest point in Jerusalem's old city is here, up this narrow, winding staircase to the very top of the minaret. It's the Tower of David, one of the city's most recognizable symbols.
Oh, wow.
From the top, you get
the most amazing view of this beautiful city.
Eilat Lieber directs the Tower of David Museum.
You can see the east, the west, and this is the point that you see all the city together as one beautiful, important, historic city.
This view of Jerusalem from up here is like nothing I've ever seen. Actually, almost nobody sees it, because this 17th century minaret is closed to visitors. The tower's got six major cracks in it, and in the event of an earthquake, Lieber worries it could collapse.
This is the symbol of the city, the symbol of Jerusalem, for more than 2,000 years, so that's why this is a real nightmare for us.
Israel sits along the friction point of some of the most active tectonic plates in the world. This October, five minor earthquakes shook Israel. They caused little damage, but lots of worry. A month later, Israel had Italian experts install a seismic monitoring system here on the Tower of David. It's the first historical site Israel has outfitted with such technology to analyze how to earthquake-proof the structure. Filippo Lorenzoni from the University of Padova is helping run the monitors.
You can see here the crack that is split. I put this sensor just across the crack in order to measure the displacement up and down, back and forth.
Oh, so this moves.
Yeah,
this moves. Is like a bike pump or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so it will measure how far apart it moves, for instance, over time.
Yeah, the opening of the crack.
About every century, a massive quake has killed hundreds of people in the Holy Land and damaged some of the world's most venerated holy spots. The last major earthquake in 1927 damaged the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where tradition holds that Jesus was crucified and buried. Avi Shapira heads Israel's National Steering Committee for Earthquake Preparedness. He says the Jewish state needs to make sure ancient sites stay standing.
We have some responsibility not only to preserve the historical monument of our personal heritage, because this is not only the Holy Land, it's also the promised land for us, but also for the rest of the world. Israel is in the right way, right course to improve the situation, but still there is a long way to go.
A very long way to go. Israeli officials have not publicized their list of the most vulnerable historical sites, and no government authority has come forward yet to take responsibility for earthquake-proofing those sites. Israeli officials haven't even inspected some of the area's most treasured sites. Some of the most fragile ones in Jerusalem are at the center of competing ownership claims and at the heart of the Mideast conflict. There have been protests when Israel has conducted preparatory repair work near a Muslim holy site. Geopolitics can rattle this land just as much as an earthquake can. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.